accession number 18494, Reel 4.
Mr. Perry, 11th Hussars, Reel 4.
Aye. Then we, what was I saying about...
Well, you only had the Marmon Harringtons for the one...
That's a question, yes.
And then
we only had, that's right. And then we had a period, didn't we, in Persia, from January to May.
That was 42.
That was 42. Yeah. Have we jumped anything? No, I don't think we have. Because we had a period there. Then we changed. We changed our Marmon Harrington. Somebody. One of the regiments took them off of us. I believe the Derbyshire Yeomanry took them off us, wouldn't be sure. Then we got the Humbers, and they were a much better car. So we got these Humbers from Basra. Certain people went down to Basra. I didn't, but someone went down to Basra to pick these up. And then we come back, and then in May we were right in amongst the oil fields when we were in Iran. You could see them just a little far away, and the mountains we were against, you looked up like this. they were.
The Humbers.
The Humbers. Yes, we drew
cars.
The Humbers, and then we had to come back again after the Germans. They couldn't hold them, could they? And we come back, and we were at we come down into the Qatar Depression, and before we got there, I think we had to. We stopped. I can remember one night we stopped on the banks of the Tigris, just outside Baghdad, for one night, and then we carried on the next morning. Terrible river, mud. Well, it looked as if it was mud, thick, terrible. And then we come back and we stopped. Where did we stop? I think we went into Mina Barracks in Abbasia again, next to Polygon and Mina. And we were there then for a couple of 3 days, and then we were off again up the into the Qatar Depression. Took over from 12th Lancers. I think it was the 12th Lancers. Or the Derbyshire Army, 12 Lancers, I think. Yeah.
But going back now to your first trip up, you were in Marmon Harrington's.
That's right.
And you said that their armour wasn't very good.
No.
Did you yourself ever suffer an attack where you were penetrated?
No, I can't say I did. But there were people in Marmon Harrington's who got wounded. Yeah, so that was, but I can't say I did. No, I never. But the armoured Pearson from the 109s would go straight through.
The ME-109s, the fighters.
Yeah, the fighters. Yes.
Well, I mean, how did you organise things on your cars when you were out on patrol? I mean, who was there a set sort of drill? Did somebody do the cooking or?
No. What we done was, let me get this right, we were, a troop consisted of 3 cars. Rations came every day, or every other day, or whatever it was. So these rations got split between the 3 cars. We all had some. And then we used our own stoves and set to cook this, whatever we got. And then
What about water?
Water, yeah. Terrible.
Was it?
Yes. Water was salty because sometimes that come off a desert, you see, from the wells of the desert, and that was always a little bit salty. But otherwise, it wasn't too bad. I think the longest I was had to wait for a shave was about 7 days. But otherwise, it wasn't too bad. The water tarp was always there nearly every night because they brought them up, didn't they, through the echelons. And then we got our water and we got our jerry cans and we filled them and so forth.
Is that how you carried your water, in cans?
In cans, yes. Yes, yes, yes. They were strapped to the car, you see.
What about water for the radiator?
No, I don't. I don't think we did check them, but they were all right as a rule.
So you can't remember any time when you were particularly short of water?
No, only once when we were somewhere in the desert, somewhere against Alagila, I believe. We hadn't got only this brackish water, and we'd been short of it for about a week, I think, because I hadn't had a shave for a week. And
if you couldn't shave, you couldn't wash either.
No.
And what about your clothes?
Well, I just had to keep dirty, yeah. Well, we had a job, didn't we? I think it was some system whereby we could send clothes back to Cairo, same as shirt or whatever it was we wanted, and I think we'd get these washed. I seem to remember some. You had a number, you see, and you tied them up in bundles, and they would come back to you. It was some system of that.
What about if you weren't able to wash and things like that? And I should imagine the dust got everywhere, you know.
Of course,
the sand,
it did. Yeah.
Did that affect your health and things like that?
No, I don't think so. No, not really.
I'm imagining sort of, you know, you getting scratches and cuts and things.
Did
you get things called desert sores?
No, I was lucky. I'm suffering for it now.
What are you suffering with?
Psoriasis. Yeah.
What about the wildlife in the desert? I mean, one often hears about scorpions and flies and things like that. Was that a bother to you?
Well, flies and that, yes. Scorpions, I never saw many scorpions. There's plenty of flies, because, I mean, that come with the Bedouin, don't it? That's the trouble. But other than that, I don't think we've had a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I hear stories about the flies just appearing out of nowhere when you're trying to eat.
Well, they are a bit of trouble, I mean, but they didn't amount to nothing, did they? I never thought so, anyhow.
Looking now at going out on active patrols, what actually was your specific job?
Well, I was I was on lookout. We had to have lookout. Yes, I was there. I was wireless operator, putting back to not headquarters, squadron headquarters. We were connected to squadron headquarters, and what else was it?
Thinking about your job as a lookout, you said. I mean, what exactly did that entail?
Well, you've got to look out, you see, see whether you can see anything coming. What we always done was have a man stand in the turret, and he'd have binoculars, and he could look round, you see. And I can remember one night, this is before Alamein, I can remember one night when I had to call somebody up because I could see movement in the leaguer of German tanks, or they were German armoured cars, I think, eight-wheelers. And they come forward, but they didn't come very far. We didn't move, but I woke up. Cameron was my car commander at the time, and I had to tell him, but he said, I don't think they'll move. They didn't move, they just stayed there. But that was one instant.
So how were you doing this as well as being on the radio?
Somebody else would be perhaps on the radio from the other car. You see, in the Liga, your three cars, you always pulled up together. And then any of you, because everyone had got an operator, you see, hadn't they? And you could... get the
well, you take it in turns, you mean?
Yes, take it in turns, that's right. Yes, we used to take it in turns, you see. And we used to have to call squadron headquarters every so often. I don't know what the time was in between, but that's what we had to do. We had to call them every so often.
What about during the day when you were out? How close were your cars? I mean, I know it changed, you know, day to day, but I mean...
How close were they together?
Yeah.
Well, they were not very close together, but they were, what shall I say, 100 yards each distance. What was I going to say something about them?
Were you doing lookout as well during the day?
Oh, yes, we all done lookouts during the day. If we were on patrol, oh, yes.
So what I'm trying to get is, I mean, if you were, your job's the radio.
Yeah.
How are you doing that as well as doing lookout?
Well, we were only calling them up unless they called us, you see, during the day. We were only calling them every so often. Oh, I don't know whether it was an hour or whether it was a half hour, but that was what it was. We were always in touch, more or less.
Did you leave your set on, your receiver on?
So yes, yes. We didn't switch them off. No.
And if you were up in the turret, could you? Yeah, you would hear that.
Well, somebody else would do that. Probably somebody else from one of the others. You see. But when you get, I can remember being in sandstorms. I mean, you couldn't see each other. Couldn't hardly see your hand in front of you. But I was in a sandstorm somewhere near Fort Antelat, I think it was, and that come up, and it was as thick you couldn't see your hand more or less in front of you. Terrible it was.
So that's the sand. I mean, what about the other, the famous thing in the desert? I mean, how did that affect you, the mirage?
Well, not much, I don't think. No.
So you didn't have any problem with seeing what was out there?
No.
Even with mirage?
No.
What about in action? You started a story some time ago about being out on the flanks during
oh,
a tank
yes,
battle.
Oh yes. You see, if you're watching a tank battle, the armored cars always watch the flanks. You see the tank battle, so you don't you stand right out away from the battle, but. You're still watching it.
What are you watching for?
Well, watching to see how far they come. you see how far the battle goes on, what comes, what they're doing, getting them, how they're doing it, getting the, getting the, see where the battle is going to and that sort of thing.
And you're looking out, you say you're looking out to the flanks as well?
That's right, you're looking out the flanks, see they don't come out further than the flanks where the battle is.
What does that actually, what does that look like? here you are, you must be some, I don't know how far away from it you are, but what does a tank battle look like from where you're on the flank?
I can tell you a little bit about it, because I've seen some. What really happens when they go in, they either they go in, don't they, three abreast or six abreast or perhaps nine abreast. The one I saw at Sirius Aig, they went in, I think, six abreast. I think that was the County of London Yeomanry, I'm not sure, 3rd and 4th County of London. They were the White Collar Boys, weren't they, County of London Yeomanry. And they went battle in about six abreast. So we had troops on the right, we had troops on the left to watch what happened. Then we had to let headquarters know what happened, and that's how it went on.
What did it actually physically look like? The battle itself. Did you did you see very much?
Oh yes, you could see it. Yes. I saw tanks go up in smoke and things like that. Terrible. The armoured Pearson would bounce off the desert like that. Yes, and you would see it bounce across. Yeah.
Coming in your general direction, was it?
Well, it would depend if we'd know if it hit. But I still think they were good commanders, the 11th I had. Oh, yes. I've always got poor old Jock Cameron is gone now, but I always had a lot of praise for him. Yeah.
Who's Jock Cameron?
He was a troop leader. He was troop leader of two when I joined him. Yeah, when he stayed, whether he stayed another year, I don't know, but he went home on leave. He'd been out there 5 years, you see, and he went home on leave. Leave instead of lilop, I think that was the word.
So was he a lieutenant?
No, he was a sergeant. He was in the band, that one I showed you there, yes. Yes, he was a good car commander. Oh, yeah.
So he was a car commander rather than the troop commander.
Well, troop leader, I should have said. Yes, he was a troop leader and a good one.
I thought all the troop leaders were officers.
No, not necessarily. No.
But he was a bandsman, you say?
He come out of the band, yes. Then there was George, you were talking about George, Skim Emery, he come out of the band. He came from the place out here, didn't he? The naval school at North Alum, I think it was, just outside of Norwich and Diss somewhere. He'd been there since a babe of three, I think, and he come out and he joined the 11th, and what did the old RSM say to him? He said, this is your home. And that's all he got.
Now that's George Emery.
Yes, George, yes.
Who was another sergeant.
He was a sergeant major. He was in the end, he got a commission, didn't he? And he went to Lulworth, in charge of Lulworth camp, I think.
But did you know him?
I knew him, yes. Knew him well, yeah. I joined the regiment just after he got lost. he got lost in the the desert, and I joined it just after he got lost. So he was back, I think, when I joined it, but he was a sergeant then.
You were saying your car commander, what was it?
Jock Cameron.
Jock Cameron.
Yeah.
He was particularly effective.
Well, he was good. Yeah, he was a good one. Yeah.
In what, have you got any particular instances of that?
Well, he was always there. He never shunned anything, if you know what I mean. If he saw a German over there, well, he'd want to know what it was doing there and so forth. And I tell you what, he had a good gunner. What was his name now? I can't think of it. Whatever was his name. Can't think of it.
Anyway, not to worry about the name.
No, I can't think of the name. But anyhow, he had a good one, and Jock was always good. Yeah.
So he would always go and investigate something, would he?
Oh yes, of course he would. Yes, yeah.
Was that altogether healthy?
Well, all depends. But I liked him because his method. Yeah.
So what sort of opposition were you up against mostly?
Well, it all depends where we were. You see, opposition was. Different times, different things. What shall I say? If you're going to watch a tank battle, I mean, you watch it, and like this one I was telling you about, you watch it, comes dark, I pack up, and you fall back. And that's what happened in a lot of them, yeah.
What about the German recce? Were you often up against them?
No, not very often. No, I don't remember ever seeing any. Well, they had these eight-wheeler armoured cars, didn't they? Yes, these eight-wheelers, and they were not very good. Not very good to come up against, so shall I put it that way? Mm. Yeah.
Did you ever have any brushes with them?
No, not as I'm going to remember any, no.
You were saying that you pulled back at night. I mean, sometimes that surely would have given you some difficulty. What about navigation?
Navigation, the compass, yeah. The compass and the very light, yeah.
What sort of compass are you talking about here?
An ordinary compass, yeah.
An ordinary compass?
Compass, yes.
On an all-metal armoured car?
Yeah. Yeah, no, these compasses were pocket compasses. I mean, you took them out and you took a bearing on whatever you wanted, and then you kept on that bearing, and that would bring you straight to where it was, if you were good at navigating. Yeah.
Now, what was this thing you were saying about a very light?
Well, very light. They fired from headquarters, you see, and they... Then they tell them over the radio when they were going to fire it, and what colour it would be, and then they took a bearing on it, yeah. And I said they got back.
Well, you'd need to be quite good.
Oh yes, 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 yeah.
When you came back from the desert. Eventually, the regiment went up to Persia and Iraq. Did you go with them?
No, not the first time. I had to stay in hospital in Alexandria, which was or Heliopolis. I'm not sure, but I can tell you these camp we were at near Alexandria. All the stone had been dug out and the tents were above it. Can you see what I mean? The tents were above it, and I guess that's where I got pneumonia, because these stones were damp, you see. and although I don't think there was anybody else who got it, but that was one of the points, and when the MO said I was fit to go back, I went back with an echelon going the other way through Syria and that way, and I got to the regiment which was at Kermanshah that way, but Kermanshah was not a good place to be. It was we had 3 or 4 runoff of VD. Yeah, that was, I reckon, and the place was full of it. Because they put it, in the end, that was out of bounds. So, you know, it wasn't too good.
Is this the place where you had trouble with the mosquitoes as well?
Yeah, that's where the mosquitoes were, yes. Now, mosquitoes will always be where it's damp. And we wasn't far off of one of the rivers there when we were at Kermanshah. I can't think of the name of the river. Whether I'd ever been told, I don't know. but anyhow, that there's always a lot of mosquito and things like that there,
you had nets and
nets, that's right, mosquito nets.
Are these individual ones?
That's right, individuals, yes.
Was that issued specifically for that trip, or did you have them for example for the desert?
I believe that was I got a feeling that was a standard issue, I think, in the desert. I'm not sure. But I think it was because, I mean, when we got into the Western Desert, that was still there were these damp places where mosquitoes would hang. There was another thing now, slipped my memory. When we come back from Kermanshah, we come down to Baghdad. And then we spent that night on the banks of the Tigris, just outside of Baghdad. And then we come straight down, and we were in Abusir again the next day.
Let's go back though to your bout of pneumonia. I mean, where did you get that? Just on your way back from the desert, was it?
On the way back from the desert, yes. And I was, whether I was in hospital a fortnight or what it was. I always think that I caught it because of the tents being all right, being above the ground, but where you were in, you were lying lower, you see. The tents are over the top to stop the shrapnel and things like that from getting you.
So what was the hospital like?
It was all right. The hospital was all right. It was I'm not sure whether that was 34th General Hospital or what it was, but it was a military hospital anyhow, yeah.
What was the treatment you got?
Pills, I think it was, mostly, yes. These matrons were really, they were really good. They always came around to see you every morning, you know. Yeah. And, are you all right? Always asked you something. Yeah. And they were white, immaculate, if you like to call it.
Well, is this the Queen Alexandra's?
Well, it would be, wouldn't it? I think that was the one what was at Heliopolis. I'm not sure. There was a hospital at Heliopolis. But That was just the same when I was in Catania. But I do, you don't want this now, do you? Not Catania. You don't want me to come to Catania now.
Now, deal with that later.
Yes, that's right. But they were good people, you know. Clean, everything was clean, what they got on. And they'd always have a word with you. Yeah.